The Book of Job. Chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one that feared God, and turned away from evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His possessions also were 7,000 sheep, and 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 female donkeys, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one on his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were finished, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, It may be that my sons have sinned, and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, From where come you? Then Satan answered the Lord, and said, From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a blameless and an upright man, one that fears God, and turns away from evil? Then Satan answered the Lord, and said, Does Job fear God for nothing? Have not you made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions are increased in the land. But put forth your hand now, and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he has is in your power, only upon himself put not forth your hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job, and said, The oxen were plowing, and the donkeys feeding beside them. And the Sabines fell upon them, and took them away, yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone am escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, The fire of God has fallen from heaven, and has burned up the sheep, and the servants, and consumed them, and I alone am escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, The Chaldeans made out 3 bands, and fell upon the camels, and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone am escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, Your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And, behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness, and struck the 4 corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I alone am escaped to tell you. Then Job arose, and tore his mantle, and shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground, and worshipped, and said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there, the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God with wrong.